sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine and Silicon Valley Edition and Business on the Edge Incorporated. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight's broadcast. You can dial into the show at 1-800-516-1220, call in and get your questions on air at 1-800-516-1220. What is going on in the news last 5 hours, 4.5 hours? Chief Linda McMahon is stepping down from the SBA, Small Business Administration. Hearing the news myself. Now, here's the thing. Hearing the news myself, I thought, like many of you thought, for just a second, what happened? What had happened was she actually is taking a new role. She's taking a new role in supporting Donald Trump in his reelection campaign effort for 2020. President Trump made that announcement a few hours ago, somewhere in there. McMahon, of course, is known for her former she's kind of like the Shiro of business, the Shiro, especially when you can work in the World Wrestling Federation, you can work in the World Wrestling Entertainment world. McMahon, of course, is known for her former role, executive role in the World Wrestling Entertainment industry. Now, she's been leading the SBA for about 2 years. She just hit her two-year anniversary here in February 2019, and she continues to support, and SBA continues to support the small businesses by federally funding small business. And I'm going to share a little bit about the programs that the SBA kind of a salute to McMahon's last couple of years, just running and champion the SBA. We haven't heard, you know, there's been so much in the news in terms of leadership in our administration and interesting news, I might add. But McMahon has kind of just kept her head down. She's plowed through. She has made her mark on SBA. And so we're going to salute her a little bit tonight and on her way out to her next role. Now, the small businesses are federally funded. SBA, what do? The federally funded program partners like the Small Business Development Center, better known as SBDC. Now, what's interesting, and I get this all the time, there are so many acronyms. There's so many resources, but there's so many acronyms to kind of keep up with what SBA is doing and who's who and who does what. And so we'll talk a little bit about that tonight, but it can get a little confusing. So you have SBDC, you have SCORE, you have VPOC, you have WBC, you have PTAC, you have U.S. Export Assistance Center, you have CDC. And what does that mean? In a nutshell, it really means that there's a lot more support out there for small businesses across the country, more than you know. And SBA does a lot more than what people realize they do, including supporting in disaster assistance loans, things like that. So who's SCORE? VBOC, Veterans Business Outreach Center. WBC, sounds like a wrestling. Women's Business Center. PTAC, Procurement Technical Assistant, one of my favorite. Because that is where small businesses can create opportunities. If you do your due diligence, you can create opportunities to do business with your state, city, federal government, and they'll help you with that process. Now, along with all of those programs, there's funding. So let me explain something about SBA and funding. SBA is not a bank. SBA is they back up the loan that you would get from a bank if you are seeking one of their loan programs, whether it's 7A or 504. And so they're the 800-pound money bag that backs up your loan. So why would you go get a small business loan? Well, you'd go get a small business loan because maybe you are unable to qualify for a conventional loan. And so when you ride past a bank and it has a big banner on the side of the bank and says SBA friendly, that's what they're saying. They're saying we will work with small businesses to get you qualified in a non-conventional way. They'll do their best. There's no guarantee. What I would say to you, though, if you're a small business owner, don't go it alone. Make sure that you connect with one of these organizations like SBDC or SCORE, especially SBDC and SCORE. There's a lot of, it depends on what you need, right? So like the Women's Business Center, SCORE, SBDC, any of these organizations can help you prepare intelligently to go through the process of securing a small business loan. Going it alone and walking into a bank alone could decrease your opportunity of securing a loan. And so when you take in an SBDC, or you have the SBDC, the backing and the support of an advisor or support of a SCORE mentor in any one of these programs, their job is to help you put your package together in such a way. And that doesn't mean just your bank statements or your last tax returns, but that includes the story. That includes the business plan. And they don't do the work for you. You have to have your own skin in the game. And this is what Chief McMahon, Linda McMahon, has been spearheading for the last couple of years, is ensuring that these organizations are doing the jobs that they are funded, federally funded, to do. And if you're not sure what a small business, the definition of a small business, if you're not sure of that definition, a small business defined as or defined by SBA as a company is defined as a company that employs 1 to 499 people or less than 500 employees. So if you fit in that category, then by definition, Small Business Administration, SBA, and again, the acronyms SBA, SBDC, SCORE, WBC, Veteran Business Outreach is the VBOC, supporting veterans out there. If you are interested in starting a business, veterans, they've got support out there for you. This is what McMahon has been spearheading. And we appreciate her hard work. In fact, her resignation will be effective officially April 12th. Trump has not nominated her replacement yet. I'm very interested in who that will be. That's going to come hopefully in the coming weeks, maybe before April 12th. We don't know. We'll wait and see what's happening there. And now she's going on to her role to help support the presidential election for Donald Trump. 16 major party candidates so far. Who's going to be who's going to win that nomination that would go up against Donald Trump? We're wondering if that's going to be Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders running together on a ticket. That'd be interesting. But we don't know. But Chief Linda McMahon has certainly has made her mark on SBA and some of the wins that she's had. In fact, I'm going to share a little bit. Small Business Trends did a great article, smallbiztrends.com. Smallbiztrends.com. What successes has Linda McMahon and SBA have had over the last couple of years? And I mentioned earlier that SBA also gives loans, disaster assistant loans. McMahon says that SBA approved 144,000 low interest loans worth more than $7.3 billion to hurricane recovery efforts in 2017-2018. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You just don't know. In terms of, that's, you just don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And I'm saying this because all over the country, you don't realize what SBA does. Find out. There's so much information on their website, sba.gov. So much information out there for you to kind of get lost in this pool of information and content. So now SBA also says it approved more than 65,000 loans worth more than $30 billion last year, 2018. Those loans, McMahon says, helped create 670,000 jobs in 2018. That, I just have to, I have to applaud that. I have to, that's, wow. 670,000 jobs in 2018. And again, remember, SBA is not a bank. It is the weight behind your loan application. If you're seeking an SBA loan at a bank and you're approved through that SBA process, then they are the, like I said, 800 pound weight behind that opportunity. And so these are the sort of things that are kind of behind the scenes that you may not know about. What has she done? If you are not a business owner, you might say, who outside of the wrestling world, who is, what has she done? But a lot has been done through these different programs, through working with the SCORES, the SBDCs, the Women Business Centers. Linda McMahon, we have to salute her and give her her business props. Absolutely, absolutely. And on to a new chapter for her as well. So again, check out sba.gov. A lot of information out there. If you are looking for support for your business, there are SBD centers all over the United States. SCORE all over the United States. I think SCORE has something like, I want to say, dare I say it, 100,000, 10,000 volunteers. Maybe it's 10,000 volunteers. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW, Business and Finance Leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. On that drive home, I know you're stuck in traffic somewhere, somewhere here in the U.S., U.S. of A. Linda McMahon stepping down, SBA, going on to a new chapter where we want to kind of celebrate and talk a little bit about what her role at the Small Business Administration and the impact that she's had. The SBA supports more than 32 million small businesses in the U.S. SBA was created back in 1953, helping entrepreneurs achieve great things, achieving new things. I want to talk a little bit about some of the data, the loan data, for example, for 7(a) loans, and you can see this data also on SBA.gov's website. You have to dig for it. I think it's interesting. So far in 2019, almost $5 billion in loans by the SBA. approved loans by the SBA. Now, they break them down by different demographics and groupings, all minority groups, gender, business age. And what's interesting about the business age, this is important. If you are a business existing more than 2 years old, receive the most funding in this particular category. New businesses or 2 years or less. So the existing business is more than 2 years old. 48% of the loans in these categories, startup loans, funds, open businesses, change of ownership. These are the different under the business age categories. 2.358 billion dollars. If you've been in business 2 years or more. And just a little tip, if you are interested in getting a loan of any kind at any point as a small business, make sure you don't have a negative at the end of the year. Negative, make sure you're in a positive. Make sure you work with your accountants and you are keeping your business scaling or that steady growth. But don't, whatever you do, don't have a negative. Very important, especially the last 2 or 3 years of your business. Prepare. Why, Coach Margaret, I don't need a loan. You will. Everyone does. Everyone does. You will. No business escapes needing loans. Now, new businesses 2 years or less, $585 million. Huge difference from the $2.358 billion. Big difference. Veterans are getting loans at 4% of, in this category, you got veterans, 4%, 183. Wow. Let's look at the differences between minority groupings and gender. Gender. We've got in 2019, American Indian getting 1% of loans, Asian or Pacific, 23%. Blacks, 3%, Hispanics, 7%, multi-group, 0%, and not sure how they're defining that, but across the categories, maybe that's, then that's from 2014 to 2019. So undetermined, interesting, undetermined, 17%, white, 49%. Wow. That's the reality, 49% of 7A loans. Big difference. Gender, and I'll tell you some of these numbers just so you know before we go to a break. So if we look at Asian Pacific, they've got loans, $1.156 billion in loans. Blacks, $158,663,000 in loans in 2019, and we're still at the top of the year. We're not too far in it. Hispanic, 327,974. White's $2.406 billion in loans. Big disparity in loans, but changes over the 2014-2019 years. You're listening to Money 2.0, Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. SBA, we're saluting Linda McMahon for her role in the SBA for the last couple of years. the work that she's done. I'm going to talk about one more statistic, and then I'm going to jump to another program that I think is really interesting under the SBDC program that I want to share. We don't have a lot of time in this segment. We left off last segment talking about some of the loans for 2019 and what we see happening, 70 loans. Gender, let's women, we'd like to know. We like to know what's going on. Women in business, women are rising. And I'd like to say this on behalf of the women to our men. It's okay for women to rise. That's not a slight or something against men. It's just women, or any person for that matter, want an opportunity, if they choose, to live the best possible life experience on the planet. Wherever they're at, whatever country, whatever. And so, and it's kind of weird to say women are on the rise now that I think about it. It's kind of sad, really, that we have to make that kind of declaration, that the opportunity, equal opportunity is really not, there's really not equal opportunity, right? But women are making their mark, and it's long overdue. It's long overdue. So I'm excited. And so men, celebrate that. Celebrate the value that women in the business world bring to the table. Women have the choice to be mothers and wives, and men have the choice to be fathers and husbands. And you make your mark in your professional world. And she should also have the opportunity to do that, whether she wants to be married or not. And the same thing with men. So they're on the rise. Women are on the rise. We're on the rise. So don't be offended. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. Don't be afraid of smart women. It doesn't. It has nothing to do with your value. You're valuable, whether someone chooses to rise or not. Women choose to rise or not. So you have to put it in perspective. Keep it in perspective.
I appreciate that.
Exactly. Darn it. Gender. 7A loans, SBA. Businesses 50% owned by women or less. 2019, 14% of loans, $697 million. So far in 2019. 2018, it ended for the same grouping, 15%, $815 million. Now, what's interesting is that we're at the top of this year, so they're going to, this number is just going to scale over the next 9 months. We're going to probably double that, which would be fantastic. Fantastic. Female-owned businesses, more than 50%, 51%. Close, $688 million. So whether you're 50% owned or less, kind of the same, close numbers, match right there. Quickly, I've got, a minute in this Tech Futures Group, SBDC program. This is the Northern California SBDC program. And so if you're in Northern California, you can get a hold of this program if you're in the 36 counties that they represent. I've got 30 seconds to tell you that their results, economic impact success indicators, almost $200 million in helping tech companies get money. 538 clients served, 14,923 hours. Individuals, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Bears Business Leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Always love coming into this segment because we get to talk about small businesses, what the Small Business Concierge magazine is doing, and it's doing fantastic, fantastic. We're going to get back to our salute in a few moments, but wanted to share with you what's going on with the Small Business Concierge magazine. I'm so excited because it's so fresh and new. When you have a new product, we launched last year during May, the small business officially. We kicked off a preliminary magazine in January of 2018. And what was interesting about this, I have to tell this story. I have to tell it if I'm going to bring you to date. When I launched the magazine in 2018, January, we launched it as a mock-up magazine, right? We didn't have all of the articles in, it was unfinished. And I published it unfinished because I wanted to send a message to small businesses as they connect with our magazine. If they look at the first edition, which is out there on issue.com, or our Small Business Concierge website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, you'll see the mock magazine out there along with our other editions that came after. But I wanted small businesses to learn and to know and to understand that new products, new services, they take time to develop. And we didn't have to launch that magazine that in January, but I wanted to set for a small business to understand that it is a process and everyone goes through it. Big business, small business, if you're doing something new, not everyone unveils the process. It's undone. The hem's undone. The dress isn't finished or whatever your product is. But I want you to know the reality for developing products and services, that process doesn't change. And as you take that product and you bring it to market, it's going to evolve. It's going to grow. It's going to change. It's going to your customer base, your clients are going to give you feedback and give you information that tells you what their experience is with that product or what they'd like to see. Bloomberg talks a lot about Bloomberg Business News talks a lot about, and I love this, experience. Now, when customers are purchasing and buying, it is experience. What is that experience? What is the experience that I get with that service? What is that experience that I get with? And when I say experience, I'm not talking about just the purchasing of that product. It is everything that leads up to the purchasing of that product. And that's what customers want to know about. They want to learn about when they're shopping, whether they're going to a mall, whether they're going to move, whatever it is, restaurants, you legal. I mean, just think out of the box and how do you bring an experience to your customers for them to choose your product, right? So that's kind of, so you have to think about that. And it's going to, like I said, it's going to evolve and it's going to change. And so the Small Business Concierge magazine continues to evolve and change and it gets better and better. We're a global magazine. We're all over the world. You can, and this is the Silicon Valley edition, and we're going to have other editions. We're going to have the Atlanta edition, Chicago edition. And when I say that, we're going to feature different cities, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Dallas, right? These top markets, San Francisco's a top market. New York's a top market. Chicago's a top market. Dallas, Los Angeles. And what's going on with those small businesses there? And not just small businesses, but big businesses that are selling products and services to small businesses so they can operate, so they can function. The Intuit, the Salesforce, the Fundbox. You know, if you're trying to close cash flow gaps, so much out there. So we are into we extended our fall magazine, and we added some more information to our fall winter. So we extended the fall magazine because we are now stackable. Small Business Concierge magazine is stackable on issue.com, which is really cool. We made it into a stack, and so we thought we would ride that wave a little bit. And if you are interested in participating and being in the magazine or becoming a contributing writer for the magazine, then email me at businessontheedge.biz or smallbusinessconcierge.biz. You can connect with me out there as well. But the voice of this magazine are small business experts. And they're not selling you, the magazine isn't selling you products in the articles. We didn't want a magazine full of infomercials, right? Printed infomercials. And we do have a advantage guide in the back of the magazine, which that's really a leads list, a advertising list, letting the businesses, letting you know that they're there. So much upcoming events. And so as you become part of the magazine, whether it's an advertiser or part of the Advantage Guide membership, upcoming events, if you have those, any events coming up, you get to list at no cost. I mean, so a lot of good stuff made extremely well, just beautiful and printed extremely fantastic. And getting to my point before we go to a commercial break and out of the Small Business Concierge segment of the show, we will start printing our hard copies in April, on demand only, so you can't get it at a store. So if you're interested, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and we'll get that for you. Thank you for tuning in to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show, AM 1220 KDOW, Business and Finance Leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Bottom of the hour, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. I could have came in just a little sooner, but you just don't mess with Phil Collins. Just can't mess with Phil Collins there. Tech Futures Group, I didn't get to finish what I wanted to say about this company, about this group. It is an SBD, it's a Northern California SBDC program. Group that focuses on inventors, technologists, founders, rigid qualifications to work with them. Your technology or should be in the areas of hardware, computers, mobile devices, biotech, telecom, energy, green tech, green clean tech, software applications. Cloud-based solutions, embedded software, SaaS, technology-driven innovation, where technology is not the product, process enhancement. TechFuturesGroup.org, impacting, making a difference. Now, for you to get a hold of this group, you the qualifications. And let me just say this, SBDC and these programs score, and you don't automatically qualify, for example, for SBDC to be a client. You have to qualify. And if you're qualified, make sure that you're doing your due diligence and you're connecting with your advisor and you're not canceling on them. They're actually, SBDC has to pay them. That money comes from SBA, Linda McMahon, federally funded. And if you're not doing what you need to do, they will certainly kick you off the program at these different centers, because those dollars really need to be supported to small businesses that are motivated, that have their skin in the game and can keep things moving. Tech Futures Group has 36 counties in NorCal, California, the SBDC network. So if you're part of that network and you think you have something extra special, then they may be the place for you. So techfuturesgroup.org, another SBA program. Absolutely fantastic. Here's a quote, my end of the show quote. Small business people are people with goals and values that can't be calculated on a profit and loss statement. Wow. I love that. That's Linda McMahon's quote. Small business people are people with goals and values that cannot be calculated on a profit and loss statement. What is she saying? That there's a vision there. In the heart of that motivated small business owner or small business adventurous or entrepreneur, whatever you want to call them, is searching for the support to bring that product or service to the mass market. That greatness that they see, that just they wake up and can't let it go. They need those support services, mentors and business advisors that says to them, with the right strategy and the plan, and the right plan, we believe that you can get your skin in the game. If your skin in the game, their skin is in the game. SBA has put SBDCs and all of these resources around you, and scores and WBCs and VBOX and all of that to support what you're doing. We need to support small businesses. We thank Linda McMahon for her service to SBA. Good luck to your future. And we'll see who comes in after that. This is a great opportunity for you to become great at small businesses. And this program is fantastic. Keep it going. Thank you for tuning in. This is Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. Think big, grow big. Good night. I was going to say good riddance, but good night. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.